Proverbs 19:1 says, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." There are some misunderstandings about the poor among professing Christians. Some are very careless in their Bible reading and shallow in their biblical understanding, and they think that being poor is itself a blessing from God. They actually think that being poor is a sign of a spiritual depth or spiritual growth of some sort. But the Bible never says that God intends for anyone to be or remain poor. And our proverb is a case in point. God doesn't say a man is better off being poor. He doesn't say better is the poor, period. We have to take the full statement to see God's point. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. The main point is in that first half of the proverb and the phrase, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity." And then our proverb demonstrates the point with the rest of the verse by contrasting that statement with, "than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." It doesn't say that poor people are somehow blessed by being poor, or that being poor is a demonstration of some great spiritual growth, as in the very unbiblical vow of poverty taken by monks and other such people. It is simply a contrast being spoken of here. You're better off being poor and having integrity than to not be poor, but have a perverted mouth and living your life as a fool. In other words, the point is not that we set out to be poor. The point is that we set out to be a man or woman of integrity. We'll have more to say about that word, integrity. But in this devotional, I want us to see the biblical truth about poverty itself. Some folks are poor through no fault of their own. Some live in countries where jobs are hard to come by. Some have mental or physical disabilities that hinder their ability to climb out of poverty. There's nothing to be ashamed of about being poor when your poverty is through no fault of your own. But some people, they're just lazy. They won't work and are always finding some good excuse for their poverty and their laziness, even though that's the real reason. They're poor. They're just unwilling to work. We read about this in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. "Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread." Get up and get out of bed and get to work. Some are drunks or on dope. We read about this in Proverbs 23:21. "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." People who sit around smoking dope and doing nothing all day long. And some will work just enough to have money to pay the bills and have their dope. But that's why they remain in poverty. And we'll see this again in Proverbs 28:22. "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him." You know those people are never willing to really work, but they're always looking for some get-rich-quick scheme, playing the lottery with all their spare change and that sort of thing. Pretty much anyone unwilling to work is promised in God's Word to come to poverty. And it's not a spiritual gift. It's not a blessing from God. It's not one of the fruits of the Spirit. But on the other hand, if you find yourself poor through no fault of your own, it's nothing to be ashamed of, unless you're poor without integrity. And again, that's the point of this proverb when it says, "Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool." There is no shame in being poor due to uncontrolled circumstances, as long as you live to please God by living with integrity.